Okay, this is a oral not fic. Fandom is One Piece. No pairings that I know of yet. We'll see how it goes. The premise is 5 places Nami could have ended up and 1 place she actually did. Could easily be a fic that I actually write someday, but since I am mired in 3 other fics at the moment, it's going to be a not fic instead. So the premise is that what if when the fishmen came to her island when she was a little girl and her mother, Belmare, was like, no, I'm going to use all my life savings to pay for my daughters instead of me. What if she had just gone along with Pinwheel Guy and been like, okay, we're going to send my daughters away because it will be safer for them in the long term rather than having them under the heel of a tyrannical pirate group. So, Nami and Nojiko are sent away from the village. They get a small boat and or raft. They get whatever little bits of food and money that the villagers, specifically Belmare and Pinwheel Guy, can scrounge up on short notice. They are sent off. They are said, like, here, follow the coast, go this way, you'll reach, you know, another village or a navy base, you'll be safe, you know, given everything they can. Unfortunately, either a storm blows up or they're caught in a current and swept out to sea. And these are the 5 places they could have ended up, because of course they're going to end up with the other crew members. And the first one is Luffy. I can't remember the name of the town that he and Ace, pseudo grew up in, and with the, you know, the rich people inside the walls and the scavengers outside the walls, but the first place she could end up is there. Her boat washes up there. Nojiko, being a little bit older, manages to wheedle herself a job, but she can't look after Nami when she's at her job, and they need enough money to earn food, to get a place to stay, to all of that. So Nami is basically left on her own, which means she ends up in the scavenging pits a lot. She ends up learning how to pickpocket. She becomes a thief. She does her fair share of scavenging, which Nojiko isn't totally happy about, because she wants Nami to grow up to be, you know, respectable. But they have to survive first and foremost. So, you know, at the end of the day, Nami brings in money, so yeah. Now, how she meets Luffy and Ace and whatever third guy's name is, I barely read that bit, so I cannot remember his name. Sorry, dude. Nami is going through the piles of trash, and she finds something good. She finds something, like, really good. And she's like, ooh, this could earn us enough money to eat for a month. And she tries to squirrel it away, tries to get it back into the city so that Nojiko can go sell it and all of that. But some goons find her and try to take the thing. And she's just a little girl. She does what she can to fight, but she can't fight them off. So goon number one has her by the arm. Goon number two grabs the thing, and he's all like, ooh, this is a really good find. Laugh, 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 laugh. And all of a sudden, Luffy's arm comes out of nowhere and goes, yoink! And he and Ace are like, ours now! Screw you! And take off.
they probably head towards the forest rather than the city, because if this is a shiny bauble, they're just going to stick it with their hoard and do their thing. The problem is, goons don't like that. Nami doesn't like that. Proceed to have a cartoonish chase for grab the MacGuffin. Eventually, Nami gets a hold of the thing. She's heading back towards the city, because that's where she's staying with Nojiko. She bumps into Nojiko, who has come to find Nami. It's after her shift or whatever. And Nami is like, here, hide this! And sort of hides behind her sister, tries to, like, get away, goes like, yeah, we need to get out of here. At this point, the goons, I'm going to say behind her, the goons and Luffy and Ace have gotten into a tussle. And so Luffy and Ace come out on top and they're all like, where is it? Where is it? And then they see Nojiko and Nami pulling Nojiko away. And they get into this back and forth of, hey, give us the thing. I found it first. Who are you anyway?
I'm not telling.
And by this point, Nojiko has slipped back into the city walls, and there are guards enough to go, yeah, Nojiko is a respected, actually, like, citizen. Nami, not so much, but eh. Those two brats, definitely not. And that is the start of a beautiful rivalry. From then on, Nami is just as much of a rival to the trio as anyone else there. Every time they bump into each other in the scrap piles, they get into a tussle. Of course, it's the kind of adversary relationship that they will absolutely back each other when the, like, pirates or the goons show up. Because, yeah, kids before pirates, but they're not on the same side. And the other scrappers will be like, oh, you dumb kids, and they'll be like, what did you call me? Or what did you call them? And immediately go to their defense. Now, when the city is burned, or when the scrap area is burned, Nami is inside the walls, because Nojiko has a job, and so they manage to avoid all of that. But Nami sees the fire and is immediately like, this is not right. I have to go find these people who, yeah, they're my friends, okay? They're my friends. And Nojiko has to, like, forcefully keep her inside that night. And the next day, she goes out and Nami tries to find them. And, of course, the scrap heap is gone. It's charred down to the soil. But she knows that Luffy and Ace live in the forest. So she's like, well, maybe if I get to the forest, I can find them. And it takes her a while. She spends probably a couple of days looking through the forest. And eventually she gets, like, attacked by some animal or another. And Luffy finds her, protects her, but he is clearly the worse for wear. Luffy and Ace. Wait, is Ace? No. Yeah. Luffy and Ace are still in mourning over Tamo? I can't remember his name. Okay. The reason I can't remember his name is because I was so furious at Ace dying and then we get the backstory that I was like, you stupid third character, I know you're gonna be important later, but I'm not going to remember your name because, Ace. So that's why I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Anyway, she becomes not the third member of their group because he just died, supposedly, and they're not going to forget about that, but a lot of their plots and stuff work way better with three people. And she has access to, like, the city and stuff. So after that, they kind of the grief and the this wasn't fair brings them all together so that they're not fighting each other anymore. Eventually, Ace goes off, becomes a pirate. Nami wants to go with him, but and she's still set on, I'm going to be a cartographer. But at that point, Nojiko is like, dude, you're still a little kid. You can't handle it. Let him go. At least you have your other friend. And so when Luffy sets out to sea, it is with Nami by his side from the start in this universe. Because by that point, both of them are pseudo-adults, teenagers at the very least, and they are determined to go out to sea and become pirates, no matter what Belmere would think. Okay, number two. Number two is Zoro. Can't remember the name of the island or city that he grew up on, but she ends up there. In this case, it is a storm. It is definitely a storm because Nojiko doesn't make it to the village. Either she gets swept overboard and Nami is clinging to the side of the boat and howling out her pain and, like, grief already, and her, she can't find her sister. Or, and I really don't want to go this way because it's even worse in my mind, they are at sea adrift for so long that Nojiko does the thing of, I'm going to give you all the food. In either case, Nojiko doesn't make it to the island, doesn't make it to the dojo. And Nami is on the edge of death when she does finally wash ashore and is found. She is found by, what is her name? Zoro's rival, sister in Dojo-ness, the one who gave him the sword, the girl who died tragically to start him on his path. She's the one who finds Nami. And she takes Nami to her father, and they slowly nurse Nami back to health. And for a while, it's all, you know, Nami is very depressed. She's very, she doesn't want to talk to anybody. She barely eats. Eventually, the girl gets the story out of Nami, and there's a tearful, like, why did this have to happen? And, like, crying into the girl's bosom. And after that, Nami sticks to her side like glue. Through all of her recovery, this girl is sitting by her bedside going, yeah, we're talking, we're having tea. And then all of a sudden, Zoro bursts in and goes, spar with me! I'm gonna defeat you this time. And this happens, you know, once a day, pretty regularly. So Nami gets to know Zoro as that idiot kid who is 10 times stronger than all the other students, but still can't beat her best friend. Which is great. And for a while, they exist in a kind of harmony. You know, Zoro will show up, she will beat Zoro, Nami and the girl will go hang out and, you know, have fun. Nami does not learn swordsmanship. She tries it at one point, and I think she gets enough skill to be passable,
because she lives in a dojo, and also her best friend now knows the sword, and so she kind of wants to be like her best friend. But at one point, she's like, "Ugh, I'm not into this," and their sensei goes, "You know, there are plenty of other weapons that might suit you better. Here, try this. This is a open-handed technique. Here, try these. These are tonfas." And so she learns staff fighting and tonfas really early, and so she becomes a master staff fighter. Because even though their school focuses on swordsmanship over open-handed, over staff work, they still know that kind of thing as a kind of a multidisciplinary, you know, there are other ways to fight, and sometimes you'll end up fighting someone who doesn't have a sword. Nami can never beat Zoro, but she can beat a good number of other boys in the class when she has her preferred staff weapon. Then the girl dies. And there's that tragic moment of, oh no, like, my best friend is dead. I've already lost my mom. I've already lost my sister. And Zoro is right there beside her, crying his eyes out. And he's like, may I have her sword? And so Nami doesn't want her sword necessarily, but she wants the sword to go to somebody, to go to the strongest person. And Zoro is like, no, I'm going to be the strongest because one of us is going to be the strongest. And if she can't do it, then I am. And, you know, this is my promise. This is the promise we made. And Nami is like, yeah, well, you better keep that promise. I'm going to make sure you keep that promise. And he goes through and starts doing his extra training. And for a couple more years, he stays until, like, he's ready to set out to sea. And Nami is there, not by his side, but as a, like, reminder, and as a, if you can't cut it, I'm going to take that sword away from you and find someone better. And so their relationship is still a bit antagonistic, but they both count each other as allies deep down. And when he goes to set out to sea, she's there at the dock, and she's like, where are you going? And he's like, I'm gonna go find strong people to fight. And she's like, that's, like, incredibly vague. What are you gonna do? Just jump in that boat and let it carry you wherever? And he's like, the sea will provide. And she's like, you're an idiot, move over. And so she takes the rudder, and they still end up in that one town with, like, Zoro strapped to a post, but Nami is there, like, going, this idiot, and she has probably stolen his sword back, like, long before he ever gets through the 30 days, and then Luffy is there, breaking Zoro out of, and Zoro is like, no, we need to go find my friend, and she's got my sword, and Luffy is like, oh, is she any cool? And she's, and he's probably already met Nami at this point, but it was in one of those passing, like, yeah, I'm going to eat a bunch and drink a bunch and make a fool of myself, and she's like, you're an idiot. The next seat over. And then, of course, they attract the attention of the Navy, and they all are running out of town, but Nami is there, and she's like, what the hell? I thought you were gonna do the thing. And Zoro is like, yeah, well, he didn't keep his promise, and I'm gonna do the thing, and give me my sword back. And she's like, no, you haven't earned this sword. And they all end up in the same boat. And at that point, Luffy's like, ha ha, you're funny. You can be a part of my crew too. And Nami's like, I didn't ask to be part of your crew. Shove off. And so they all end up you know, on a crew together. The third option is Usopp. Now, in this version, the two kids are put in a boat. Nami and Nojiko start to head out around the coast. Unfortunately, the pirates are there and see this little boat in the distance and go, huh, who's that? Is that another fisherman? And start chasing after them. Nami and Nojiko get really lucky, and even at this point in her development, Nami is already a great navigator. So she is able to catch the wind and get a bit of a head start. And then it's already late at night and the fishman pirates, like, it gets dark and the fishman pirates can't see them. And it's such a small boat that they can't find its wake. They can't find it from underwater. So Nami and Nojiko sail through the night, and they are absolutely terrified. And often enough, they do see the silhouette of a ship on the horizon going, like, oh no, they're still after us. And so they see a piece of land near dawn, and they head towards it, thinking, at the very least, we can hide. Maybe it's an island, maybe it's another, maybe there'll be a village, maybe whatever. So they land on the beach and jump out of the boat, rushing away from their little dinghy. They pull the dinghy out of sight, they rush up the bank, they go through the town, and they're screaming, pirates, pirates, help, pirates are after us! And, of course, the town does absolutely nothing. They're like, huh, that's a little bit different, it's not Usopp this time. Must be some more of his flunkies. And they, you know, just continue on with their lives. Fortunately, that particular village is far enough away from the shore that the fishmen pirates just kind of sail past, and they don't see the dinghy because the girls hit it, and they never find the village, and eventually they get bored and, like, go back to their own place. And by that point, the girls have ended up at, God, I am so bad with names. At the girl's house, the rich, sick woman, Usopp's friend. So they end up over there, and she's laughing, going, oh, you're not Usopp. Are you going to tell me a story? Did Usopp send you? And they're all like, who's Usopp? And then Usopp stumbles up going, who are you guys? And they're all like, We're from wherever island, whatever village, and we were attacked by pirates, and our village was attacked by pirates, and they were like, oh no, well, we can send a message to the Navy for you, but are you really telling the truth? And they're like, yeah, fishmen pirates, they were terrifying. And it becomes this big story that they're telling, and Usopp is like, well, yeah, well, I have even better stories, because my dad's a pirate, and but he's not like those pirates. He's a brave warrior of the sea. And yeah. Nojiko ends up getting a job in that household. Nami, sort of, like, officially she's part of that household as well. But mostly she runs around with Usopp and pokes fun of him, and every time he tries to tell a big lie, she either pokes holes in it or, like, forces him to make up a bigger lie. And she gets the books and becomes a cartographer and a navigator with the help of, you know, their patron, that woman, and eventually
Luffy and Zoro show up and are like, huh, this is an interesting place. We ended up here completely by accident because we don't have a navigator. Do you want to be our navigator? Ha ha, Usopp, you're funny. You can come along. Let's go. And at this point, Nami is like, why would I go with you? I've got the means to be a great navigator. I'm going to get a job with the Navy, like my mom. I'm going to map all of the seas. But Usopp is like, nope, I'm going to be a pirate. And they have had this argument constantly over the past several years. And it's as much of a running joke in the town as the pirates are coming thing, and they kind of, Nami ends up going with them, but only after the, like, pirates have shown up and done their thing, and she was like, no, I'm not going to let my friend and my benefactor and my big sis all die, so I'm gonna help you guys fight them off. And then by the end of that, she's like, you guys would be helpless without me. None of you know how to sail a boat properly. None of you know all of this. And so she doesn't, like, agree to be part of their crew, but she's part of their crew. And that's something that, like, later on when they get into even more havoc, she'll be like, nope, I am not a part of this. But she always backs them. She always backs them up. The fourth one would be Sanji. But this is the one place that I don't have much of an idea for. Maybe as she and Nojiko are, wandering around in the ocean, they come across the rock and Nami is like, okay, I think I know where this rock is, but we're gonna get swept against it and we don't have the skills. Maybe they're in a slightly bigger boat this time. Anyway, they don't have a lot of supplies left. They don't have a lot of whatever left. They aren't completely sure where they are. Of course, Sanji and his old captain are like, that's a boat, but you are a really small boat. And they holler down to each other, and Nami and Nojiko are like, yeah, we can't get any closer, because otherwise we're going to be smashed onto this rock. And Sanji, like, they've been on the rock for, say, a week, maybe? A week and a half? Not enough to be, like, they're at the edge of the food rations, but not enough to have, like, wasted away to nothing. They still have a bit of muscle mass left. So Sanji goes over, grabs the old guy, realizes that he doesn't have a leg, kind of hauls him, and they're like, if we jump off this rock, we can climb into that girl's boat, we can get out of here. And they kind of shout back and forth that, like, this is the only option they have. The girls are willing to help, but they're lost. It's a risky thing, either way. But eventually, Sanji and the old guy decide, yeah, a boat. Like, at this point, we're either stuck on a rock or we're stuck in a boat. At least the boat might be a little bit better. And they jump off the rock into the ocean. They swim, you know, however far out the boat is. They clamber into the boat. Like I said, this time the boat has to be slightly bigger. It's got a sail. Nami and Nojiko don't know where they are because they were swept out to sea. They have a little bit of supplies, but not much. They probably have, like, they have water, but they only have a few sea biscuits left. And they're like, okay, we need to get to land really fast, but we don't know where we are. And Nami is like, if I had a location, I could scout and I could do the whole map making thing. I could do the navigation thing, but I don't have a place to start. Luckily, the old guy does know where they are, does know where they crashed. So he's like, okay, nearest town, it's going to be at the edge of our range, but if we're careful, we can set sail this way and then go and catch that current. And he teaches Nami the few little tricks as they go. They manage to make it to a town. Unfortunately, it is a Navy town. Pirate Captain Redfoot dude is like, yeah, I can't, go in there. I'm gonna have to sneak away. And everybody's like, you only have one leg now. And also Sanji is like, nope, I have to pay you back for this. And so the girls and Sanji kind of sneak into town and do some thieving and maybe get a job. Sanji could definitely do his, hey, let me be a busboy, let me be a dishwasher. And even though he's young, this is before Sanji has become a I love all the ladies dude. So Nami, he's not fawning over Nami. If anything, he's fawning over Nojiko, because Nami is just a little kid. They manage to not, like, hide quite, not set themselves up, but they manage to get, like, enough of, like, a stockpile of some berries, some supplies. They set themselves up as a little family. Sometimes they pretend that, like, the Captain Redfoot is, like, their dad, or sometimes their grandpa when they're poking fun at him. Nojiko, when she gets older, is like, yeah, I'm the mom of the family. And between the four of them, and especially Redfoot's, like, pirate history with, like, I know all of these things. I know how to be a cook. I know how to be a pirate. Like, they grow up, and Nami and Sanji are both like, yes, pirates, yes, cooking. Nami is much more of the, like, okay, you guys can do the cooking. I want to eat all the good food. But when they finally get enough berries to open Baratie, she becomes a hostess. She is also their navigator, and she helps plot their course of, oh yeah, if we catch this current and this wind, we can sail over here, and these are several rich towns that we can go get supplies from. We can get a lot of customers. We can restock all of our stuff. And so she's at the wheel when she's not in the dining area. When Luffy and Usopp and Zoro finally show up, they are helpless and hopeless, and all three of them are on the verge of starving, not just Luffy. And Luffy and Sanji immediately make friends, as they do in canon, and All Blue is a thing. And see, at this point, Nami has theories, like, if the All Blue has fish from every different ocean, it's going to require a lot of different ecology. It's going to, like, so she's, like, determined to find the All Blue, but from the perspective of a map maker. Like, okay, if we've got, like, water flowing in from the East Blue, and then water flowing in from the South Blue, and then those are mixing and going into... And so she's like, no, I will find this thing. I will deduce where it is, if it can exist, all of that. And, of course, it has to be on the Grand Line. That's the only place it could possibly exist. And so there's the big battle. And at that point, like, in canon, Nami grabs everything and runs, right?
at that point, they don't have a ship. They're still, like, they've still got the little ship, and... No, wait. She takes the Mary, and then they take... So I don't know how she quite ends up on the crew, other than she's not going to let Sanji go off on her on his own, because he's practically her brother, and she knows that he can't sail, and those other three obviously don't know how to sail, and if he's going to find the All Blue, she's not going to let him do it alone. So... they probably skip right over the Fishman Island arc and head straight for the Grand Line at that point. Fun. Yeah. Or not the Fishman Island arc, the, you know, the backstory arc for Nami. Anyway. The fifth option is the Navy. Navi and Nojiko end up in their little dinghy, and they set sail, and they get swept out to sea, and they run across a Navy ship. A Navy ship finds them, a Navy ship pulls them on board, Navy ship asks for their story, they give it. This is a decent Navy ship, possibly even Gorp's ship, not one of the local, you know, guys who is corrupt and taking bribes. So this Navy ship is like, oh, you're from such and such island, you're from such and such village, we will definitely contact our superiors to get support sent over there. We will not let these fishmen pirates overrun the East Blue. And then they take Nami and Nojiko back to their base, back to their naval base, and they start sending messages. They both know, the Navy people know about Belmare. They pull up Belmare's service record. They're like, yep, all this checks out. She was a good soldier. Nami and Nojiko don't have anywhere else to go. So they're kind of adopted by this naval base, by this ship, as junior members, as, you know, mascots almost. Nojiko doesn't really want to be a soldier, but she finds a place on the ship or on the base pretty easily. Between helping out, maybe she becomes a medic, maybe she becomes a chef, maybe she becomes a whatever, that she's not, you know, into much of the fighting, but she has a place among these people. And these people are very much, yeah, you're one of us, your mom was a naval soldier, we're going to take you in, we're going to protect you. And even though the messages, they keep sending messages about the village, about the fishmen pirates, but of course the higher-ups keep stymieing them and making them disappear. So it becomes a, like, they know about the bad side of the Navy, but they're also determined not to let it, like, stop them. And so Nami immediately is like, I want to be a cartographer. I want to map out the whole world. And the Navy is like, that is a fantastic goal. Let's get you trained for that. Gives her all the books, gives her all of the, you know, experience. She ends up probably on Gorp's ship, probably with, what is his name, Helmetto and whatever, those two side characters who are in the opening scenes. Yeah. So this is a universe where she does not end up on Luffy's crew. She is one of those Navy people who he keeps running into, because she is able to track him like nobody's business. Because she's like, let's face it, no one on their crew can properly sail. And at this point, they probably have somebody, because Luffy finds people and adopts slash kidnaps people he likes. So at some point, he's going to find someone with some rudimentary sailing techniques. So they've got a helms person, maybe, but not a proper navigator. And they wreck merry havoc on the Grand Line when they first get there, because if they didn't have Princess Vivi in that first bit of the Grand Line, they would have sunk 10, 20 times over. Luckily, Vivi is there, and Vivi is like, you are absolutely hopeless. Let me sail. And so she gets them to Alabasta, and by the time they leave Alabasta, they have even more friends. So, yeah, they have a crew. But none of them are as good as Nami. And possibly Nami gets, like, if she's not with Gorp, she definitely ends up with Smoker and is like, yep, I'm gonna find these people. Yep, they are dangerous pirates. Yep, let's go do the thing. So, yeah. And then the one time that she actually ends up with Luffy is basically a retelling of that scene on her home island where she's like, Luffy, please help. And he's like, don't worry, I got this. Hold my hat. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a good one. The end.